Our scripture comes from Exodus 30, 17 through 21. Let us read it together. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Make a bronze basin for washing and a bronze stand for it. Set it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and put water in it. Aaron and his sons must wash their hands and feet from the basin. Whenever they enter the tent of meeting or approach the altar to minister by burning a food offering to the Lord, they must wash with water so that they will not die. They must wash their hands and feet so that they will not die. This is to be a permanent statute for them, for Aaron and his descendants throughout their generations." The word of God for the people of God. Amen. In our current series, Pathway to His Presence, we have been exploring this idea of drawing closer to God, and we are considering the tabernacle of Moses as a pathway, as a blueprint, or as a pattern, if you will, for drawing closer to God. There's some symbolism and some meaningful things in the tabernacle that help us draw closer to God as we engage the meaning and how Christ has fulfilled all of those things on our behalf for us to draw close to God. Of course, the tabernacle of Moses was part of the Old Testament's system of worship, which God instituted once the Israelites left Egypt. God gave Moses some very specific instructions on how to build this tabernacle, how to build this worship place. It was very, very specific. And to approach God, people had to go through the priests. Of course, they could not go straight into the presence of God. Only the priest, the high priest, can go into the most holy place, and he can only go once a year. So now, as we read the scriptures, Aaron and his sons, the priests, they could come closer and bring offerings and minister to the Lord, but they had to go through certain steps. One of those steps, as we read, was to wash. As soon as they got to this bronze basin or laver, as Miss Rachel was sharing it with us. So for the priest to draw close to God, they had to, of course, do the sacrifice. And Pastor Jackie last week, she led us in this exploration of the altar and how sacrifices were made there, and how Jesus became our perfect sacrifice. Back then, they couldn't bring anything with any kind of blemish. It had to be completely perfect for them to be able to offer it. But you and I don't have to offer any animals to the Lord. Jesus became our perfect lamb. Isn't that wonderful? So he did it once and for all. And the sacrifices back then cover people's sin. Jesus' sacrifice wipes it all away. Amen. Now, for our scripture this morning, of course, we find that Aaron and his sons, they had to come, and the priests, of course, they had to come, and after doing the sacrifices, they had to wash. They had to wash their hands and feet, and this was all part of their process of drawing closer to God. Now, what does that have to do with you and I today in 2022? Do we have to go to a place and wash our hands and our feet before we go into the sanctuary or before we go to pray? Certainly not. Do we have to go into a bathtub and wash, or, you know, maybe use hot water? I don't know. You name it, whatever you might think of. No, we don't have to do any of those things. Now, God still calls us to cleanse ourselves, though, because we live in this world. We live in a sinful, fallen world, and while we are saved by Jesus, while we have been cleansed, while our sin has been wiped away by the blood of the Lamb, the perfect Lamb, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we still need to be cleansed. You know, it's what I remember when I was in the Army. I would, I would shine my boots, you know, really nicely the night before, because I knew the next day I would have to stand at attention, and I would be expected. I mean, they expected me if I shaved, I couldn't have any hair, facial hair of any kind. Your uniform had to be pressed. Your boots had to be shiny. So I would show up, you know, to work after exercising and breakfast and everything, and my boots were shiny because I had to shine them before. And so I passed the inspection. And then, but guess what? I would go to work, walking around in dusty areas, or sometimes going to the motor pool, trying to fix a truck that I used to drive. I had a 5-ton truck that I used to have to do maintenance on and so on. So my boots would get scuffed and dusty. So at night, guess what I had to do again? Shine them again, right? And I would argue that if you and I have to do, we have to probably do the same thing with our spiritual walk with Jesus. We live in a fallen world, and as we walk around, there are things that try to attach themselves to us. Even the book of Hebrews calls us to lay aside the sin that so easily beset us, that so easily attaches itself to us. Perhaps it could be patterns of thinking or a value system that might come from human culture rather than the Word of God. So we have to be alert, and we have to be in a constant attitude or posture, if you would, of allowing God to cleanse us on a regular basis. So where do we go to be cleansed? As we seek to draw closer to God, what do we do? Where do we go? Do we go to a place to wash, literally wash our hands and feet? No, what God has for us today is a book. It's a collection of books, actually, a collection of 66 books that you are very familiar with, the Holy Bible. So this is one cleansing agent that God uses to draw us close to Him through reading it. And as we read it, we receive cleansing of our minds. We are able to adjust our behaviors as we read it, as we engage with it. Now, as we consider the laver or the basin, there's some symbolism there that is very helpful for us as we look at this idea of drawing closer to God and allowing Him to cleanse us today as we draw closer to Him. I'm very careful to not try to read things into a particular text. I'm not one of those people looking for some type of symbolism or detail in every corner of everything, because that could be dangerous. You can go off and see things that are not really there. But there are at least two clear symbols here in this basin that have direct application to God's work of sanctification or cleansing for us today. Number one, if you look at the basin there in the picture, as Miss Rachel shared with us, the whole item was made out of bronze mirrors. So the women that would serve outside of the temple, they brought these mirrors, and they brought them forth, and they made this basin out of those, out of the mirrors, out of the shining bronze. And then we have the water, of course, which is a symbol of the Holy Spirit throughout the scripture. It's also a symbol of the Bible washing us. So we have some strong symbolism there that has to do with how God cleanses us today. So I'm sure that as the priests would come to wash themselves before they drew closer to God to serve in the tent of meeting, in the tabernacle, they would draw and come to this place, to the basin, and I'm sure that they would see perhaps some of the blemishes that they may have, perhaps blood from a sacrifice, or they got dirty, or they could see some of the garments, some of the items that needed to be cleansed. Of course, they had to focus on their hands and feet. But they were able, I'm sure, to see themselves, if not in the metal, in the water. So we have this item that is a reflection of who we are. As they came close, they had to be able to see aspects and parts of their garments. And do you know what else is called a mirror? Of course, this item is made of bronze mirror, but also the Word of God is called a mirror. Here in James 1, the Bible says this: "Therefore, ridding yourselves from all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, humbly receive the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like someone looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of person he was." So not only do we have a mirror here, we have the mirror in the Word of God. How many of you looked at yourself in the mirror before you came this morning? I did. I was just thinking how lately what I've been noticing is that I'm developing more and more gray hairs. you know, I look and I'm like, man, I didn't see that few that, I didn't see those last week. So we are sure to look at ourselves physically, right? Before we go out, before we go places, we look at ourselves in the mirror. Physically speaking, we want to look good. Now, do we do the same spiritually speaking, though? Do we do the same? Do we approach the Word of God as that mirror that when we come and we engage with it and we engage in reading it, do we allow it to be a reflection of what perhaps might be lacking in our lives or what might need to be aligned or perhaps thought patterns or attitudes that might need adjustment? Do we allow it to reflect back to us? And sometimes instead of saying amen, we might have to say, oh me. Because when we read something, we realize that we have perhaps fallen short in some area. I know I do. So this is a process, my friends, of us allowing God to cleanse us and sanctify us as we engage with the mirror, the spiritual mirror. Do you want to know what God expects of you? It's right here, Holy Word of God. As we read it, we are engaging with God's very words. We are engaging with God's word, and then as we read it, we realize, man, maybe I should be more forgiving. Maybe I shouldn't have spoken to that person that way, or maybe I should have waited before making that important decision. I should have prayed. I should have done this or that or the other. So the Word of God has the power to show us areas that we need growth, that perhaps need to be cleansed. In fact, the Word of God, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is alive and powerful and able to discern our thoughts and to divide what's, you know, true, what's not true. Jesus said in John 17:17, as he was praying for his disciples right before he left, he said, sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. So the Word of God is a powerful cleansing and sanctifying agent that God is using to cleanse you and to cleanse me at this time. Something interesting about the laver or the basin is that there's also water. And of course, we know we use water on a regular basis for different purposes. In the case of the priests, they had to use water to cleanse themselves. Of course, if you read the Old Testament, you will find that there were many ceremonial laws. They had to, if they, for example, went and did something, or they, there are many laws that we can look at, and they had to cleanse themselves before drawing closer to God. Sometimes they had to wait a period of 24 hours or go overnight before they could approach God and be considered clean. So here, the priests had to draw close and wash themselves with this water. Now again, my friends, you and I don't draw close. We don't go to a basin to wash ourselves, literally speaking. But there's another water that the Bible speaks of, and one that you and I do come to or should engage in to help us allow God to cleanse us. And that is, again, the Word of God. Allow me to read this passage here from Ephesians 5:25-26. It says this: husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her to make her holy, cleansing her with the washing of water by the word. It says here, cleansing her, the church, this is Christ doing the cleansing, with the washing of water by the word. So the water is something, the word is a water that Jesus uses to cleanse us. Not only is the Word of God powerful enough to show us what we are like, to show us perhaps the attitudes or the behaviors or the thought patterns or the value system that we may have embraced, but it's also powerful enough to cleanse us, to replace those things. As we read it, we are reading God's very thoughts, God's very words. You know, the Bible calls us to renew our minds. In Romans 12, God says for us to renew our minds according to his word. God pays a great deal of attention to the condition of our minds. And sometimes we think to ourselves, well, if I'm not, as long as I'm not doing this or that or the other, I'm not sinning. But sometimes we don't realize that we owe God the service of our mind as well. After all, he said, love the Lord your God with all your what? All your mind, all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. So God pays a great deal of attention to what we think too. As we, Miss Rachel prayed this morning with us, may the meditation of our heart, my heart, right, be acceptable in thy sight, O my God and my Redeemer. So God is looking at the condition of our minds, the condition of our thought life, our hearts. So he's able to wash away anything that is impure, anything that is not like him, of him, from him. Anything that is not like his kingdom, he wants to help us get rid of it and help us to grow closer and closer to him. As we draw closer to God through reading the Bible, we become more like him. Our God is a holy God, and he calls us to be holy. You know, sometimes we might think of the word holy. Well, that, what does that mean, Pastor Edwin? Does that mean, you know, I have to walk around like that and praying or act like I'm walking on a cloud or some kind? No, holy simply means separate, being separated to God, to his use. That's essentially what it means. That's what it means to be sanctified, to draw closer to him, to hate the things that God hates and love what he loves, to be consumed with his love and his passion and his purposes. So we do that as we look at ourselves in the mirror of God's word and as we allow it to reflect on what we really are like, spiritually speaking. And then we apply the word of God. We might say, okay, you know, I have this situation with this person. Jesus calls me to forgive. Instead of going to gossip and creating a whole thing, he calls me to go to that person, right? Matthew 18, and to resolve that conflict that way. Or whatever that situation might be. As we read the word of God, we might realize that we might need adjustment in some of our attitudes in what we do or how we approach others, how we approach our lives, ourselves, how we manage our time. So this is a process of always growing and learning to be more and more like God. And the word of God is a major cleansing agent for you and for me. You know, one of the most important things about drawing closer to God, I believe, my friends, is self-awareness. Sometimes we just are not aware of how we are supposed to walk. And so I have had people ask me, hey, what does God expect of me? What am I supposed to do? I'm a Christian. I go to church. But what else does he want from me? I say, it's all right here. It's all right here in the Bible. And the one thing about for the priests and when they came to the basin, think about the degree of self-awareness that they must have had as they were looking at water and shiny bronze or mirrors reflecting right back at them. I invite us this morning, my friends, to consider how the Word of God does something very similar for us. There's some strong symbolism here that points us right to the Word of God. As we engage reading it and not just reading it quickly, you know, I always say it's not about going through the Word of God, going through the Bible, but it's about the Bible going through us. You can go through it all you want to, but if it's not taking root, if the coin is not dropping, you know how we drop a coin in a vending machine and then it goes from the top to the bottom until that truth, the coin drops in our hearts, it really will make little difference. And sometimes we just don't allow enough time. We don't give enough attention to a particular passage or a concept that we read in the Bible to take root in our hearts enough to drop to where we actually see it. Man, I see that. I get it. God wants me to do thus and such. So the question for us this morning, my friends, as we seek to draw closer to God in this 2022, how well are we responding to the mirror of God's word? Are we going to it and looking at it and then rushing away and walking away and forgetting about what we saw, just like we read? Do we allow the water of the Word of God to wash our minds, to wash our behavior, to cleanse us? Are we engaging with it to such a degree? If we are great, let us continue. Let us be affirmed on that. And I know many of us are doing that. But we need to be reminded. We need to be encouraged and reminded to continue in this process. Are we allowing it to not only show us what we are really like, and are we allowing it to wash away any impurities in our thinking patterns, in our behaviors, in our attitudes? I invite you to consider this afresh. You know, as our team ministers to us in music, if you can play something, my friends, I want to invite us to stand and spend a moment before the Lord. And I want this few moments to be between you and God. If you would like to say, you know, I'd like to make a fresh commitment to engage with the Word of God. I feel like I want to, in this new year, make a fresh commitment to engage with this mirror, to engage with the water of the Word of God, to allow it to really cleanse me, to really shape who I am, what I think, how I behave, to surrender myself to Jesus through reading and meditating and allowing the Word of God to really take root in my heart on a deeper level, on a deeper degree. Maybe this is a day that you can do that. And I want to invite you to pray. I will pray with us. And if you feel led to come to the altar, or if you want to remain where you are or near where you are welcome to do so. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. I thank you for your word. For you are always calling us to deeper depths and higher heights in you. Oh Lord, we're looking for the real thing. We want to experience you, Lord. We want to draw closer to you. And not to stay outside in the, just out in the premise of the tabernacle. We want to draw close as we can be. We want to go beyond just seeing your hands and to see in your heart. And we do that as we allow you to cleanse us, Father, through your holy word. I pray for each person who is praying, for each of us here this morning. And you see the hearts of each of us. Lord, I pray that you would release your grace this morning, a special grace this morning to engage with your word in a new and fresh way, to allow it to really show us, to reflect us, to show us what it is that we might need to adjust, Holy Spirit. Perhaps areas in our lives that we need to surrender to you. And I pray that just as we would reject wrong information from different sources in our lives, that we would continue to learn to reject false information and wrong information that might come our way that is not according to your word. May our belief system, may our attitudes, may our value system, our assumptions be aligned with your purposes and your word, O Holy Lord. And we give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.